The case involves a man named Bobby Thompson, who is accused of scamming millions of dollars that were solicited for a veterans group to help veterans. Democratic Attorney General candidate David Pepper says records show some of that money went to prominent politicians throughout the country and Ohio, including Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine himself.
Mike DeWine handles many cases right now, including Steubenville, because a prosecutor said, I have a conflict of interest or an appearance of a conflict of interest that undermines my ability to bring this case in a way that's truly independent or that is perceived as independent. And I think when you add up not just the contribution from the defendant to the Attorney General that has never been returned, but also the fact that many of the current Attorney General's colleagues have received similar contributions, and you look at the fact that a person who played a major role in his transition team, former Attorney General Betty Montgomery, was the lawyer for Mr. Thompson only a few years ago, helped him get a clean IRS audit when the IRS was looking into it. You add up all these facts, and it is a clear case where recusal is appropriate.
DeWine is prosecuting the multi-million dollar case that was started years ago by former Attorney General Richard Cordray, who now serves as head of the nation's Consumer Protection Bureau. But Pepper is taking issue with DeWine for not going after the political contributions that were made and only going after Thompson himself.
This would be like prosecuting Watergate as a breaking and entering and saying, we're getting the guy for breaking and entering, but we don't want to bring up the political sideshow of this. That, you know, you wouldn't just carve out the non-political part and prosecute that. You should look at the whole picture, and I think they should do that.
You know, if David Pepper had tried any cases or prosecuted any cases, he would know that that's simply not a good analogy at all.
That's Attorney General Mike DeWine. He says the Thompson case involves millions of dollars, and the political contributions are only a small part of the expenditures.
You know, the initial investigation by Democrat Richard Cordray, grand jury did not see fit to indict any recipients of the money. You know, we have seen no evidence that would indicate there is any conspiracy with Bobby Thompson and the people who he gave money to. Now, if there ever was any evidence, we certainly would, you know, would look at that if we had jurisdiction in that area. But, you know, we have professional prosecutors. This is what they do. They're focused on putting this guy away for a long, long time. And they're going to, frankly, use whatever evidence is relevant.
DeWine says he fully intends to prosecute the case and has no intention to recuse himself. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.